We begin today's show, though, looking at air quality. If you've ever gotten a speeding ticket, you may have been required to attend traffic school. Likewise, cause a scene at work, and you may have to take anger management classes. But what if you violate burning restrictions? FM 89's Carrie Klein reports on a different kind of class intended to spark good behavior.
On damp, chilly nights in Fresno, Patrick Smith has a tradition. He builds a fire in his fireplace.
So typically what I'll do is I'll take the ashes out, put them into a bucket.
Smith lives in northwest Fresno.
And so kindling...
A gas-powered furnace heats his home, but Smith still thinks of a fire as a gathering place for his family.
It's nice to have the warmth, the crackle, the sound, the sight, even a little bit of the smell, the flavor of a fire in the home.
Today, he's not actually going to light this fire. It's a no-burn day. Smith knows this because he checks the San Joaquin Valley Air District's website to know when the air is clean enough for wood burning. One day last winter, though, he didn't check. It was raining, and he assumed it was safe to burn. It wasn't.
It was, in fact, no-burn day, and I'm thinking somebody must have objected to that, recognized that, and called in a complaint.
The Air District busted him. They sent him a letter with a choice. He could pay a $100 fine or pay $50 and attend a class. So he took the discount. And last week, he attended Fireplace School.
Hello, welcome everybody to the Fireplace Compliance School. My name is Clay Bishop, and this is Patrick Houlihan.
Fireplace Compliance School, as it's formally called, is a remedial class at the Valley Air District's Fresno headquarters. It takes place in a conference room with big, cushy chairs and wide, flat-screen displays. Attendees video conference in from Modesto and Bakersfield.
So we're going to run through a couple topics, some brief history, some basics about air pollution.
The class is an opportunity for officials to hammer home their residential burning rule. From November through February, wood-burning fireplaces and fire pits can be used only on clear days with decent air quality.
So as the smoke comes out of your chimney, it's warm, obviously. It's going to travel up because it's warm and light in the cold air.
The class serves as Air Pollution 101. One of the focal points is a weather pattern called temperature inversions. In the wintertime, the air near the ground can actually be colder and denser than the atmosphere above it. That means smoke will stay near the ground instead of wafting up and away.
So it traps it. So that's why it's important to air pollution, especially in the wintertime.
Fireplace smoke is not the valley's only source of air pollution, but it's significant. The Air District estimates wood-burning smoke makes up about 13% of all wintertime particle pollution. Instructor Clay Bishop says cutting back wood-burning is one way residents can directly impact the air. Plus, for most people, not burning is easy and doesn't cost anything.
And it's quite impactful on air pollution. So we always look at it as a rule that it's a fairly cheap rule. People don't have to spend much money to be in compliance.
But it's not easy for everyone. Some Valley residents may have no other heat source. Others have broken furnaces and can't afford new ones. For them, the Air District will waive their fine and point them toward grants to help them upgrade to cleaner burning devices. But for those like Patrick Smith, who burn for pleasure, Bishop says the Air District is much more strict.
It's a really impactful rule for your neighborhood, if you want to look at it that way. It's one of these things where you're making a decision on an activity that could impact your neighbor's health.
The restrictions appear to be working. According to the Air District, wintertime pollution levels have dropped significantly since the rule was enacted in the 90s. So then, why go to the trouble of having a class? Compliance Officer Michael Carrera says the purpose is to get the word out. And for that, he says it's working.
Over the years, it's not that we've seen significant reductions in the number of penalties that we've had, but we don't have a lot of repeat offenders.
So I'll stack it up and make a little bit of a tower.
Patrick Smith does not want to be one of those repeat offenders. He says he'll definitely be more careful and check burn status more often.
Yeah, I don't want to have this happen again.
Besides, repeat violations get pretty pricey, and there's no discount for those. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.